This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A tornado has torn through parts of Texas. News 9 storm tracker Val Castor describes the devastation in Matador and the search for a missing RV.
Saw cars that were wadded up like a tin can, axles twisted, crazy, crazy stuff, but we never found the RV. So they are still out there looking for that RV with two people in it. We've driven all around town. And this is all consistent with F4 damage at least. Very, very violent tornado hit Matador, Texas.
A tornado watch has been issued for an area of western Oklahoma. That is the sound of hail pelting concert goers at Red Rocks in Morrison, Colorado. Dad girl Kaylee posted that on her Twitter account, along with pictures of people with huge welts after being pummeled by chunks of hail as they ran for cover. The search continues for the submersible that disappeared on an expedition to the wreckage of the Titanic.
We are smack dab in the middle of search and rescue.
Search teams are unsure if the vessel is sitting on the bottom of the ocean, where the conditions are near freezing and pitch black.
You're trying to find a special rock that might look like a rock on a sonar system.
The search area is now two times the size of Connecticut and up to 2.5 miles deep.
CBS's Roxana Saberi reports banging noises in the search area have given rescuers hope that the crew members are still alive, although they may only have enough oxygen for a few more hours. Federal regulators have given two California companies the okay to start manufacturing lab-grown chicken. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The cell-cultivated chicken will first be available at a restaurant in San Francisco and another one in Washington, D.C., owned by famed chef Jose Andres, before hitting stores.
CBS News is out with a new poll on affirmative action, as the Supreme Court is expected to soon issue a ruling on the subject.
The CBS News poll finds Americans roughly split on the question of affirmative action generally, with 53% saying such policies should continue and 47% saying they should be abolished. But on the question of college admissions, which the Supreme Court's expected to weigh in on this month, 7 in 10 in our poll say race should not be a factor. 90% of those polled say racism continues to be a problem in the U.S. More than half say it's still a major problem.
At CBS's Stephen Portnoy. The U.S. Postal Service has just unveiled a postage stamp honoring the late Congressman John Lewis of Georgia. Here's Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
We hope that this stamp might spark young people to learn more about the life of John Lewis and his long legacy of public service.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer this hour, Mr. Evan Preston. Glad to have you along with us, my friend.
Passing the baton. Pass that baton.
Just like a relay race.
That's right.
I love those relay races. Glad to have you in. It is Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. Happy birthday to Mom. Up there at Richland Center, she's in Madtown today. My sister and I are going to take her out to eat and see what kind of trouble we can get into. You know, dancing on State Street or whatever we decide
to
do.
Have more fun than you're allowed. That's what
my mom back in the day was quite the dancer, by the way. My sister and I learned to dance in the kitchen from Mom. So, she's fantastic. Glad to have you along with us as well. On this Wednesday, the 21st of June, 2023, across the state of Wisconsin, from Madison, Waukesha, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Richland Center, Wausau, Amory, Oshkosh, Wisconsin Rapids, Hayward, Racine, and Kenosha, and all parts in between, we welcome you to the Civic Media Radio Network. Talking the last hour to our good friend, Trygve Olson of the Lincoln Project, the path of the Republican Party. What's going on voting on college campuses? Republicans saying they don't want college kids to vote legally anymore. What's up with all that? And this attack on higher education. Want to start going back to the phones this hour because Jack in Merrimack has been extraordinarily patient through the break. Thank you so much, Jack, for holding through the break there. What say you across Wisconsin on a Wednesday afternoon?
Well, first of all, the quote that you used, I think it was from Earl, about fascism sneaking in on
Matt seat. Flynn. Yeah.
The Republican Party.
Yeah, Matt Flynn's quote.
It's from Matt Flynn, yeah. Anyway, with the Republican Party is today, fascism is rumbling in on Clydesdale hoofs.
Right.
I'm sorry, but it's that obvious. Going back to the discussion on college students and voting. First of all, my son just graduated from University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire.
Congratulations.
And there's virtually nobody from the Democratic Party that contacted him personally at any time at school. He may have done something with the Democratic Party on his own. I don't know that. But that's one of the most ridiculous claims I've ever heard. And the same thing is true. I have never heard of a professor who said, vote for this guy. That just doesn't happen. That's such incredible lies in that first sentence of that platform plank. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But I think there are two things going on here. First of all, of course, because the Republican Party really doesn't have anything to offer young people, whether it's climate change or giving billions to billionaires. They don't have anything that the youth of today is really interested in. I think that they're, of course, obviously trying to disenfranchise as many of those people as possible, or at least discourage them from voting. Secondly, they're actually pushing young people out of the state of Wisconsin. My son is so disgusted with the political climate regarding the gerrymandering that he is actually going to be teaching in Minnesota this next year.
Wow.
And finally, I think one of the reasons that they're doing this is not just to disenfranchise young people, but also to keep the gerrymandering as much as possible, because students don't always go to school in the same political areas that where they come from.
Yeah.
So I think there's several things going on here.
I appreciate you called in, Jack, and those are great, important points. You know, the first one I want to say is, you know, when I use words like authoritarianism and fascism, I don't use those words lightly, because I know a little bit about something about history, and so I don't want to just be cavalier and throw that around. And so that's why I ask a guy like Trygve Olsen, who has actually gone and fought against those things in places like Belarus, who's been around the world, and when he tells me that it's not an exaggeration at all, and in fact that these are tactics used by autocratic and fascist dictator leaders, I believe him. And so you have to call this stuff out the way it is. Secondly, again, congratulations to your son being a graduate of UW-Eau Claire, a fine university here in Wisconsin. And I think you make a great point that nobody, you know, sure, I mean, you know, out of how many, whatever, tens of thousands of students, you're always going to find one or two that had a professor that said something. I'm not going to say that it never happened. But on the percentages, that kind of stuff, it doesn't happen, right, Jack?
For all practical purposes, it doesn't happen. That's correct. Yeah.
Well, and it's great to have somebody who has had a kid in the system as recently as this past year to give us on the ground. You know, it's not a reporter. It's not my personal opinion. It's your kid who actually went to a UW school, got a great education. Wish he was going to be here in Wisconsin, but we wish him all the best in his endeavors in Minnesota. Jack, Merrimack, thanks for holding it. We appreciate you, my friend. Have a great day out there in beautiful Merrimack. Back with more of your calls after this, 844-967-2789. We have a former chair of the Wisconsin Republican College Party checking in with a tweet after this.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
For today, sunshine and a high near 91. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 66. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise mostly sunny, and again a high near 91. For Friday night, slight chance of a storm, low of 67. Some scattered storms Saturday with a high near 90. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman.
It's 67 right now.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
As we pursue truth across the state of Wisconsin right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, it is now 2:16, or at least coming up on 2:16, on the Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer this hour, Mr. Evan Preston. We appreciate you being here, Evan, on a rather hot day. A little warm out there. So keep, if you have folks that are maybe struggling with the heat, don't have air conditioning, check on them today. Make sure you all are staying hydrated and in the shade and as cool as possible. Talking about voting rights, more this half hour, delving a little bit deeper into this. Talking about, I'll call it an atrocity, an attack on voting rights in Wisconsin by the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and in particular by guys like State Senator Steve Noss, who is the chairman of the University Higher Ed Committee in the State Senate. What we're talking about is this. I have in my hands a 2023 Republican Party of Wisconsin proposed resolutions packet, a list. It says recommended by the Resolutions Committee on 5/2023. In other words, the Resolutions Committee. And back when I was a Republican until 2011. Back when I was a Republican, it took a minute to get on the Resolutions Committee. If you wanted to be a state delegate, if you were a party chair or vice chair, it was a big deal to be on the Resolutions Committee. As I've said, Walter Baltz from the West Salem, La Crosse area, chewed a big cigar all the time. Quite a character. He ruled that committee for years. And you don't allow resolutions to get to the state convention floor unless they are sanctioned by the leadership within the hierarchy of the Republican Party. That's how it works. So this resolution entitled Eligible Voters and Campus Voting came to the floor. It ended up being tabled, but it passed the Resolutions Committee and came to the floor of the state convention in La Crosse this past weekend. Says, quote, whereas students come from our local communities and stay temporarily during the school year, and students return to their parents' home address during breaks and receive mail at their home, and whereas students who arrive at college campuses in the fall are immediately campaigned by Democrats and are repeatedly told by faculty and other students who they should vote for, and now, therefore, be it resolved, the Republican Party of Wisconsin, the caucus assembles, demands that all election laws be followed and only eligible voters be allowed to vote, and that students shall vote by absentee ballot at the polling place assigned to their permanent home address, not a temporary college address. And be it further resolved that all colleges and universities will follow all laws and strict guidelines as laid out by the Wisconsin State Legislature and show through audits that proper training procedure has been followed. Wanted to read that again, just so everybody knows what we're talking about. This is not Todd's opinion. This is not me hearing it secondhand. This is me printing out their own published resolutions from 2023. And we can have a discussion on whether or not we disagree with things like taxes or education or what. Fine. But you should not be able to disagree. We cannot, if we are to remain a democratic republic, a representative democracy, we cannot disagree on the foundational tenets of our country. And that's voting rights. As the article in WisPolitics stated over the weekend, quote, students who are eligible voters and have resided in for 28 days in the same residence in Wisconsin are legally allowed to vote in state elections. It's the law. And here's what, here we get now to Trygve Olsen's point, one of his main points. Great show, by the way, today for Trygve, the first hour. He was on fire. Because, like me, this stuff gets us ginned up. I didn't leave the Republican Party because someone said, well, I don't think we should get rid of capital gains taxes. Right? I didn't leave the Republican Party because, you know, of some other minor issue. I left the Republican Party because I sat in a closed caucus with Republican state senators and staffers there who were giddy about suppressing the voting rights of black and brown people and college students in this campus. My former boss, Dale Schultz, walked out in protest and I stayed there. I was the lead witness by then private attorney Josh Call, now the state attorney general, in a lawsuit by, I believe it was One Wisconsin Now, took on the then Republican attorney general of this state, Brad Schimmel. I was the lead witness that testified against Scott Walker and the Republicans on voting rights in the state. Told the judge under oath in a federal court what I heard and what I knew. And to date, you want to know how many of my former Republican colleague staffers or how many Republican state senators that were in that room? You want to know how many of them ever called me a liar? Zero. Zero. And you want to know why? Because I spent about 2.5 hours being debriefed by the Federal Department of Justice. And they explained to me exactly what these charges meant and looked at exactly the evidence I had. And they said, you realize that these people could be in a lot of trouble. And my assumption is that the Republican Party attorneys explained that to everyone in that room that thought about calling me out and going under oath. That's why I left the Republican Party. There are lines you do not cross. And the foundational tenets of democracy are one of them. There are people out there who still call themselves Republicans who do believe in that. Longtime friend of mine, worked together in politics over the years, Sam Gold, an attorney, knows the law, a very good attorney, I might say. Has tried in local courts, state courts, federal courts, in Wisconsin, and in Florida. He is a former state chairman of the Wisconsin College Republicans. And he tweets this, and he told me I could use this on the air and credit it to him. He said, quote, denying college students the right to vote locally kind of defeats our purpose. And you could quote me, unquote. Right?
Yeah, some scare quotes there.
Just, I mean, leave it.
Be scared.
Leave it to my friend Sammy, who, by the way, knows Brian Schimmel even better than I do. Even my friend Sam, who still, I think, considers himself a Republican. He's certainly no Democrat. He's certainly no liberal. A former state chairman of the Wisconsin College Republicans, and a distinguished one at that. If you had taken Sam Gold with you to the state Republican convention in La Crosse, people would have come up to him, hugged him, shake his hand. Respected guy. And he says, denying college students the right to vote locally kind of defeats our purpose, unquote. I mean, really, right? Why have a college Republican organization if you don't want to recruit people to vote? Like, Sam's absolutely right. So who are you, if you haven't, what's the purpose of having a college Republican organization if you're saying that none of those college Republicans can vote? Or are you just saying the ones that are going to vote Democratic can't vote? To be clear, that's not what Nas said. But, I mean, that begs the question, right? Steve Nass, as Trigvi pointed out, he is an esteemed veteran. Served our country, I believe, with distinction. I know he was over at either, I think, Desert Storm. I won't tell the whole story. But back in the Republican Party State Convention in Green Bay years ago in the 90s, spent some time with Steve Nass. Knew him pretty well. Listened to a lot of him, what he said. This is the Steve Nass that served our country in the military. Because I don't believe that our nation's military, whether you agree with their actions, we can debate whether politicians sending our men and women into harm's way is legitimate. That's a debatable subject. But we cannot or we should not debate the courage, the bravery, the dedication of every woman and man in this country who puts on the uniform of the United States military and serves with distinction. That should not be debated. I don't know any man or woman in our nation's military serving with distinction who would not say, I defend the right of every eligible American to vote. And that's why I go and stand duty to protect your behind, to ensure that you have the ability to vote unhindered in the United States of America. And now here's Steve Nass saying, quote, before the quote, this is WisPolitics, say Nass also raised concerns about UW-Madison encouraging out-of-state students to vote in Wisconsin, saying, quote, people see that and they think, what the hell's going on, unquote. Just ask yourself. Don't take it from me. Don't take it from Trigvi. Just ask yourself. Why would people be upset at having others encourage eligible voters to vote? That's supposed to be what we're about. These are eligible voters under the law. And Wisconsin Republicans are passing resolutions at their state. Well, it was tabled, but they got it to the floor through the resolutions committee. A resolution to go against the law. The current law in Wisconsin. You have a sitting state senator who's in charge of the universities saying that he is against the current law, that he doesn't want students to vote who are legally eligible. Ask yourself, who's trying to indoctrinate who? Doesn't sound like it's the universities to me. It sounds like the current iteration of whatever kind of a group they are that has hijacked the label of Republican Party of Wisconsin. Because let me tell you, they ain't Republicans. Back with your calls, 844-967-2789. Give us a ring now, 844-967-2789. Make it easy, 844-967-96-PARTY. Back after more, this is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. A tornado has torn its way through Matador, Texas, where we find News 9 storm tracker Val Castor.
The people down here in Matador, Texas definitely need your prayers. They're looking for an RV with two people in it that was parked right next to the Dollar General. It's gone. It's just completely gone. Two people were in it.
The mayor says he's been told at least three people have died. Running for cover as hail pelted the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado, that post on the Twitter account Tomlinson Munson. The U.S. Coast Guard says the window to find the missing submersible is rapidly closing. Sean Leet with Horizon Maritime Services is helping the rescue mission. He tells CTV no one is giving up.
We have to hold out hope. I think, as you're aware, there's still life support available on the submersible, and we'll continue to hold out hope until the very end.
Oxygen could run out in a matter of hours. CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kenyon.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson and Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tell-All Ball Show on the Sick Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Glad to have you along with us. It is 2:33. Taking your phone calls, want to join in the conversation talking about voting rights in Wisconsin, particularly on college campuses, and the fact that the chair of the State Senate University Committee overseeing our UW and Tech College institutions saying that he does not believe that students in Wisconsin who are legally eligible to vote should be able to do so. Asking the question openly yesterday, quote, what the hell is going on, unquote. Apparently outraged. Steve Noss and his minion, Mike Mickelson, his staffer. I use that term, the late, great state senator, Republican, Mike Ellis. Was fond of calling staffers minions. He'd tell people, once you're a state senator, then you can have minions. So I was a minion. We're all minions. But Steve Noss, you know, I wonder sometimes, who is the state senator? Is it Steve Noss or is it Mike Mickelson? Because you never really see Mickelson. He's some Capitol staffers, they'll go downtown Madison here. There's like a bar called Jenna's, and they'll all, you'll talk about their bosses after they got a couple of drinks in them. Democrats, Republicans alike. You never saw Mike Mickelson out. Kind of cloistered. I'm not sure if he just sits in his home and watches Newsmax and eats TV dinners or what. I don't know. Lets the dog lick his face. I don't know. But Mike Mickelson is kind of the brains behind Steve Knotts. He kind of pulls the strings, if you will. So I don't know. Maybe Mike Mickelson is just ticked off at colleges. I don't know what his problem is.
Couldn't have anything to do with that. They're sort of they lean maybe a little more progressive.
Maybe, again, it goes back to what Trigby's saying. Republicans simply have run out of or are reticent to have ideas that connect with 50% plus one of the state.
Republican voters aren't in college.
Well, there are some, but by and large,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls. What do you think about this voting issue on college campuses? Don't you think that legal citizens should be allowed to vote? 844-967-2789, or we'll make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Go to the phones now. Rico, thank you very much for calling. Rico, where are you calling from today?
Calling from Rock County.
Very good.
I was a little confused. I'm a little confused about this. Now, since most college kids would just be turning legal adults and most would need to register, do you mean to tell me Stephen Knotts wants somebody, maybe his parents live in Ohio, they're supposed to go back to Ohio and register in Ohio, and I believe there would be a residency requirement for Ohio, and they're supposed to actually lie and say that they actually reside in Ohio when right. They don't reside in Ohio. They actually pay their rent and bills in Wisconsin. I mean, I'm just confused on this, Todd. So I was kind of hoping, you know, maybe you could explain this to the listeners, or maybe Steve Knotts could come on and explain this, because it seems to me like that would be voter fraud, wouldn't it?
You're 100% right,
anyway,
Rico.
Just a thought.
I appreciate your phone call. You're welcome, Rico in Rock County. Thanks for calling in. No, you're right. I mean, it feels like biblical times, right? In the Bible, when Jesus' parents, Joseph and Mary, had to return to Nazareth for a census? Maybe that's how far the nationalist Christian right has gone. They want to take us back to biblical times for voting. I don't know. Rico's right. Steve Knotts, State Senator Steve Knotts, anytime he wants to come on this show, more than welcome. Would be happy to have him on. Open invitation. But Rico's right. Apparently, Senator Knotts and the Republicans want college kids to return home, absentee ballots, or in person to vote. And Rico's right. If you're living in Wisconsin, are you really a resident anymore of Ohio or wherever you might be from? I mean, it's even worse than that. Let's say my godsons are from Monroe. Where they're going, so you have a choice, living in Monroe, which is down near the Illinois border, or Wisconsin, or Madison, where they're going to college at. You can either go home and vote in Monroe, or you can register as long as you're residing 28 days in a row at a residency in Madison. But you can't do both. And to Rico's point, you don't want voter fraud. I mean, if you want an example of voter fraud, allegedly, back when I was in Dale Schultz's office, we did our own investigation on voter fraud in the early 2010s. Our boss said, I want you to find out if this is real or not. We found two cases of voter fraud back in 2010, 2011, maybe it was after the 2012 election. Two cases. One was a Republican staffer. She voted in Madison and in her hometown in northern Wisconsin. The other, the then estranged wife, I think it was number two, of Speaker Robin Voss, who voted in Racine and then went home and voted in her home state of Idaho while they were getting a divorce. Funny how that allegedly all got expunged off the record. I'll simply leave it at that. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Waukesha. Bob in Waukesha, thanks for being with us on a Wednesday afternoon. What say you across Wisconsin?
Well, thank you for your show. I got two things. You know, I don't appreciate being lectured about not going to church by the likes of Robin Voss. I don't know where he thinks he comes off that he's so spiritual. Anybody that's been married three times and divorced, apparently he's not marriage material, and he's not a very good person. My second thing is, why don't you guys, Republicans, that belong to the Lincoln Project, why don't you run somebody? There's got to be listen, the people that are running the party now in Republicans, they have no integrity. They will do anything to win at all costs. And, you know, your party, your ex-party, over the last 20 years, hasn't won popular vote.
Yep.
So that tells me that your policies or their policies, people don't want anything to do with. And, you know, this thing with the college kids, what they're trying to starve their vote because they know the youth between 20 and 30 years old don't want anything to do with them.
Yep. No, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call, Bob. Let me tell you something. I ran for office myself in 2004 and got stabbed in the back by then Speaker Mike Hipsch, the Republican leader in the Assembly, who stabbed me. I knew him since college. He stabbed me in the back and cost me the primary on the Republican side because I was too moderate. I ran again in 2008 for the Assembly, and once again, what was a combination of Mark Jefferson, who is now the executive director of the Republican Party, who lied to me, was actually in the 2004 race as well, lied to me, thought he was my friend, and again, he was working behind the scenes to get a more conservative elected. So I did do my best to run, ran twice, lost twice, but your point is well taken with the gerrymandering. You can't have a Lincoln Project-type Republican, or very hard to get somebody like that through a primary. That's why we need fair maps. Janet Protasiewicz, hopefully, it's going to help that out once it gets on the Supreme Court in August. But that's why I don't technically belong to a party, but that is why I support Democrats right now. Not because I think that they're the end-all, be-all, not because I agree with everything on the Democratic Party agenda. It's because my baseline, my bar, is democracy. I realize that's kind of a low bar, but that's where we're at today. And the only major political party that has a consistent ethos and results in protecting democracy right now are the Democrats. And so that's why I'm supporting Democratic candidates these days. Let's go to Middleton, right here in Middleton in South Central Wisconsin. Matt in Middleton. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thanks for the show. I'd just like to say I think that Republicans never really believed in democracy. They want it to be more of a republic where they get to decide everything, an elite group of individuals. And I think they're against education because the more educated you are, the more you realize that a lot of what they stand for doesn't hold water. It's not. It's just based on beliefs, like trickle-down economics. It's just beliefs. They believe things. And the data, if you look at the numbers of Democratic administration, we've been better on the economy every single time. So, you know, that's what it is. That's my two cents. And thanks again for the show.
Hey, Matt, thanks for your kind words. Really appreciate listening in Middleton on WMDX Radio here based out of Madison. You make a couple of great points. First of all, I would say that there were in history some Republicans that do several. Obviously, Abraham Lincoln, pro-democracy. A guy like Dwight David Eisenhower, a great former war hero and general and president of the United States, Republican, advocated in his State of the Union address speech, I believe in 1954, 1957, that for actually having 18 be the new voting age in this country, wanted to lower the voting age, to have more people accessible to the right to vote. You can go right down the list, you know, others. We mentioned Tommy Thompson earlier in this show. He certainly was a pro-democracy guy. You might disagree with his policies, but there are Republicans out there that still believe in democracy. But unfortunately, those are becoming few and far between. So, you know, I think that there were ones out there, but you make a great point, and that's this. Stuart Stevens, who's on the Lincoln Project, who we've had on this show, he wrote a great book. It's called It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. It Was All a Lie by Stuart Stevens. It's a great read. Highly recommend it. It was cathartic for me. Certainly a little bit difficult for me. And it made me think, holy crap, I was part of this. But I don't disown that. I helped elect great guys like Dale Schultz and Scott Klug, who did a lot to help this state and this country. But I also was part of, you know, helping elect others who were not so great. I own that. And that's part of why I am here each and every day, not to push my views on others, but simply to share the truth so that you all can come to your own conclusion. You don't need me to yell at you and tell you how to vote or what to vote for. What I think that we can all use a little help with is finding the truth, to Matt's point. Let's go to Jake in Milwaukee. Jake in Milwaukee, we appreciate you calling in. You got about 2 minutes. Jake, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I've been thinking about, like, I'm starting to see the turn of the screw, so to speak, of what's going on in the world and Wisconsin. You know, it's the Republicans are going to lose power eventually. And it's just a matter of a year or two, I think, before they really do. And that's why, like, Robin Voss is crying and having fits. But I think about the legacy of these Wisconsin Republicans now, because they're akin to Southern racists in the civil rights era. Mm-hmm. And I think about the ones who maybe don't like it and aren't speaking up to turn their party around and not be Southern racists again. And but their legacy, it's a bad legacy.
I really appreciate you calling. By the way, Jake, are you listening to us on WAUK down in Waukesha, or how are you listening to us today?
Yep, I am in Milwaukee, and I've been listening for a very long time. And as I just have to say, it's nice being hard to get on the phone, actually, now. It's good.
Our success is all due to you and people like you for listening, so we appreciate you and the kind words. Jake brings up an important point. And the point is this, that the ideals that are being, not all everyday Republicans, but the leadership of the Republican Party are certainly putting forth these ideas of the old time Southern racists. We'll come back and talk about that. Your calls as well. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. Then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
4 today, sunshine and a high near 91. 4 tonight, mostly clear, lows around 66. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise mostly sunny, and again a high near 91. For Friday night, slight chance of a storm, low of 67. Some scattered storms Saturday with a high near 90. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman.
It's 67 right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before the start of the Matt Flynn Direct program. Not want to miss it today. Matt Flynn taking all callers once the microphone is opened. One of the great things, he lets you have your say. An attorney, former chair of the Democratic Party, but let me tell you, Matt Flynn is not pulling punches. He'll call it like he sees it. Doesn't matter whether he thinks the Democrats are wrong, whether he thinks the Republicans are wrong. Answers your questions. One of his favorite quotes, I love it. Not woke if you don't know history. He's right. We have to know history. Great program coming up, Matt Flynn Direct, after the top of the hour, CBS, ABC, or AP News first, a little weather, and then shortly thereafter, Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4. At 4 o'clock, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. It is never personal, only politics, the Devil's Advocates. And then at 6 o'clock, our new colleague, our new show, great show, Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show. At 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, don't miss it, Rob Pilot, tape delayed now, but still, stay up or listen to the podcast. It is Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot. By the way, if you don't have the Civic Media app, great time to get it. It's been redone and improved. Both Apple and Android, simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It is free, takes less than a minute to download. It's what Gail King calls a deal. It's free, the Civic Media app. Get yours today. Also, one note, we are off for a couple of days, live shows, as Toddy has to make a little move of his apartment. Appreciate my sister and mom helping out, by the way. Happy birthday again to mom. So we're going to have a couple of reruns for you tomorrow and Friday, and then back with a live show on Monday. So be aware of that. As we said, Matt Flynn likes to remind us the importance of history. And the caller right before we went to break there, really appreciate that caller. Because what they are alluding to are Jim Crow laws. Ever heard of that? A lot of people probably heard of it. It's important in American history to understand what we are, where we're at today. Jim Crow laws were state and federal laws introduced to the southern United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries and enforced racial segregation. Why do they call it Jim Crow? Well, it's a pejorative, or in other words, a racist or bad term, back in the day to signify African Americans, called Jim Crow. Such laws remained in force until the 1960s. Formal and informal segregation policies were present in other areas of the United States as well, but predominantly in the South. The Southern laws were enacted by white Southern Democratic-dominated state legislatures to disenfranchise and remove political and economic gains made by African Americans during the Reconstruction era. So people say, well, Todd, how can you be a Republican? I mean, how could you have been in the past tense? I left the party in 2011. It's because the Republican Party didn't look like it did today, always. That it was the Southern Democrats at one time that were supporting anti-equality laws, Jim Crow laws. Remember, the Civil Rights Act was passed by with the help of Republicans in Congress in order for Lyndon Baines Johnson to sign it into law. So I get it. And you go, well, that's forever ago. Yeah, you're right. That's why I'm not a Republican anymore, right? Because things changed. I'm just telling you, if people say, I can't understand how you could have been a Republican. This is partly why. Because in history, it teaches us that it used to be the Southern Democrats who were anti-equality with these Jim Crow laws. And so, you know, it became, you know, separate but equal. Had the Supreme Court case, Plessy versus Ferguson. Terrible law, terrible case, outcome, separate but equal, saying that as long as, you know, keep people separate, segregated in schools or whatever, but try to be equal. Of course, it was never equal. And thank God our country got past that, particularly with the Voting Rights Act or the Civil Rights Act of 1964, or the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And but Brown versus the Board of Education overturned that law. Had terrible things. You go into the voting booths, black people in the South, they have a jar of jelly beans. The person running the polls, a white person, would say, how many jelly beans do you think are in that jar? 82. Nope, 75. Sorry, you're not smart enough to vote. Come back next time. This was the United States at one time in this country. This was the discrimination against black people, against women. It wasn't until Dwight Eisenhower said that we could lower the voting age to 18. And it was the Republican Party who fought against many of those things. Not all Republicans, but most. And now we have a dingus like Steve Noss, who is the chair of the University Committee in the Wisconsin State Senate, and he wants to go against Wisconsin law and federal law that says you can vote as a legal citizen, an eligible voter. You are allowed to vote in Wisconsin if you have been in that place for 28 days as a resident, and Steve Noss wants to break the law. The Republican Party of Wisconsin in their state convention this last weekend had a resolution go to the floor saying they want to break the law and keep young people from voting. This is no different than the attitude of Jim Crow. And the caller earlier is exactly right. This is the dark history of the United States of America, the snake of racism, raising its ugly head once again. And as Barney Fife once told Andy, you got to nip it, Andy. You got to nip it in the bud. And this is why the hope of this country lies in Gen Z. Because they recognize this bull crap. And they're not going to stand for it. And Robin Voss and Steve Noss and Brian Schimming and Devin Lemonhue and all the other Republicans and all those scaredy-cap people lining up the staffers that don't have the balls to speak the truth because they would rather look themselves in the mirror every morning and realize they're tired sacks of crap rather than being Americans because they want the money and they want the state benefits and they want the federal benefits. But you know what? The citizens of Wisconsin are smarter, and they're rising up, and they will continue to vote. So watch out, folks. Democracy's on the line. And we're going to be back with a live show on Monday to keep defending it. We got repeats tomorrow. We got repeats on Friday. We'll see you then. Whatever you believe in, whatever is important to you, do not give up. Because keep banging your drum, and we'll get there together. Matt Flynn is next. Do not miss it. Stay tuned. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.